We're going to discuss now two points in the Sicha V'Malchus of Truma. The first point is about building the Beis HaMikdash today, and the second point is about having unlimited wealth today. Now, in regards to building the Beis HaMikdash today, the Rebbe says over here in Ois Yud Beis that after everything, the words V'Osili Mikdash have the poshta, their poshta interpretation, which means, and the Rebbe explains here in this sikha, and the Rebbe has explained in many sikhas, there's always a mitzvah upon Yidden to build a Beis HaMikdash. However, our ability to build a Beis HaMikdash, that is something else. That ability is does not really exist in Zman HaGolos. That means the mitzvah itself is continuous. It's a mitzvah tmidis. It's not limited to any specific frame of time. But our ability to accomplish this mitzvah, it depends on the mitzvah of Menachem Mashiach. Why is it? So, we've explained this many times, but let's not go into it. When it came to Mivtze Binyan, which the Rebbe introduced in the year of Tov Shemem Bov, Tov Shemem Zayin, the Rebbe then explained the whole inyan of building the Beis HaMikdash. What is its unique significance? Why did the Gula depend on the building of the Beis HaMikdash? And that is because building the whole Gula is to overcome the interference from Goyim in observing Torah and Mitzvahs. As long as we're in the going through warfare with the Goyim, it's not possible to build a Beis HaMikdash, to build a normal structure for the Avodah of Torah Mitzvahs, for the Kima Mitzvahs, which is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, is Pashut Begashmis, speaking at a very simple level. It's not possible to build a normal structure when you are waging warfare with your neighbors around you. The only possible opportunity to build such a structure is once you've established full peace with your neighbors. That means, in our situation, you've overcome them completely and you are dominating. You're now the dominating power, and you have, therefore, you have established full peace, permanent peace in your land. No one's going to interfere with you. Then it's at that time that you can go and start building enormous permanent structures, build a Beis HaMikdash. So that is the accomplishment of Beis HaMikdash. That is why Beis HaMikdash is so significant in bringing the Gula, identifying, establishing the Metzius of the Gula, as it is in the Rambam. So, the Rebbe had then established the Mivtze Binyan, which the idea of Mivtze Binyan is basically bringing out, and which is actually discussed in this Sikha also, where the Rebbe talks about building Bata Knesset and Bata Midrashes. And in the framework of building the Bata Knesset and Bata Midrashes, the Rebbe also includes Beis HaMikdash. As you look in the Sikha, you see it in how the order of the Sikha goes. And that is because the idea of building these Bata Knesset and Bata Midrashes, the whole Mivtze Binyan, was to bring out how the opportunity for building Beis HaMikdash is ready available, or we are creating the opportunity by establishing these Bata Chabad all around the world. And therefore, today, this what Mashiach has to accomplish, a unique accomplishment of Mashiach, that you'll be able to bimvatel shibud omzo oilam, to defeat all the interference from the Goyim, is expressed in the base, in building the base of Mashiach, which is something which is possible, which is realized today, as expressed in the Mivtze Binyan. And this is what the Rebbe is bringing out over here, that today we have, because we have the opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the mitzvah, there's always a mitzvah to do it. Now that we have the opportunity to do it, we should actually go ahead and do it. Now, to clarify one of the two points over here, there are those who understand this sikha as saying that the Rebbe was telling us we should actually raise money for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe says here very clearly in the Sikha that everyone should support and sponsor, etc., etc. But nothing beyond that. So, you know, if you want to say that, you can. No one's stopping you from saying that, but following the regular rules of logic, as we how we understand any sikha, I don't understand anything of the Torah, any discourse of the Torah. The Rebbe is telling us very clearly here, you have the opportunity to build a Beit HaMikdash, that then is expressing a specific arah about raising money. Is the Rebbe saying here exclusively that he's only referring to raising the money, but actual Beit HaMikdash cannot be built? So that would be probably very in contradiction to that what the Rebbe is saying over here. He's saying we have the opportunity to actually build a Beit HaMikdash. Now, here comes the question. If we have the opportunity to build a Beit HaMikdash, shall we go forward and start building? So this is what we'll try to discuss right now. So the answer is, yeah, go forward. Go ahead and do it. You can do it. Why not? But what does it mean doing it? And here comes a key point. What does it mean doing it? Here the Rebbe is telling us in this sikha that we have the opportunity to build a Beit HaMikdash. Why? What does it mean we have the opportunity to build a Beit HaMikdash? So the Rebbe explained us in the previous sikha, where the Rebbe had raised this point also in the sikha Mishpatim, that we have Bitul HaMechomes Min HaOlam. However, if we look around ourselves, we see a lot of warfare, a lot of strife going on in the world. And what is the Rebbe telling us is Bitul HaMechomes. And therefore, the Rebbe concludes, as is understood from the last week's sikha, that therefore we should have the ability to build a Beit HaMikdash, because there's no more warfare, there's permanent peace that's been established in the world. But the fact is, we still see in our own lives and everywhere around us that there's not permanent peace established seemingly everywhere. So what the Rebbe is saying over here? What is the Rebbe is telling us very clearly? The situation has come. If we can affect the goyim to such a situation as explained in the previous sikha of Mishpatim, that they should discuss among themselves about minimizing warfare. So therefore, if we'd only realize the opportunity of the time, how the Torah has affected the world already, and to this fullest extent, or let's put it in these words, how Melech HaMashiach has already affected the world to the fullest extent, it just requires that we Yidden should identify with the fact how the Torah or Melech HaMashiach has already affected the world, and therefore realize that we have the full opportunity to do Torah mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus to no limit and to no end, and that would automatically bring about that ability to bring about the full on the goyim by doing by us doing engaging Torah mitzvah, getting involved in Torah mitzvah to no limit and to no end, and therefore also, thereby also as part of that would be to also affect the goyim with the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. We would bring out the opportunity that is already there available to its fullest extent, that we should be adopted by all goyim. They should actually stop in the warfare. What the Rebbe is saying is the world has reached a stage, unlike all the years before where it was always a promise, today it's actually a fact that all of the ideals of Moshiach HaMashiach have already been adopted in the world. It only requires one thing: Yidden, we Klal Yisrael, should identify with the message of the Rebbe, introduce it in our lives, introduce it in the lives of everyone around us, and thereby affect the goyim. And therefore, we will see the full effect of this, what has already affected the world. We will see the full effect in every area. Therefore, yes, we would actually will have been able to build a Beit HaMikdash. So here the Rebbe is telling us how the opportunity is fully available in the Olam HaZeh Gashmi. But it just requires, again, it all requires now identification with this opportunity in order to bring it out into our lives, into the life of everyone around us. So therefore, yes, you want to go ahead and build a Beit HaMikdash. So let's do it the way it's actually laid out in the Rebbe's Sikha, as mentioned, and the way it's in the Rambam, the way it's in the Torah, actually, that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is only after full peace is established. So we have to integrate into ourselves, introduce in our lives everything the Rebbe is teaching us here in Torah mitzvahs and affecting others, and then we'll go, yes, we'll be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. But here comes another point. If we actually integrate in our lives this what the Rebbe is teaching us by identifying how the Rebbe has given us a full opportunity, At that time, we already have the Beis HaMikdash coming from above, because the Rebbe's told us in our days, the Beis HaMikdash is going to come from Mila, and we won't need our contribution, because everything has already been, from the Avodah of Bnei Yisrael, everything has already been done. So, what comes out is like this, that, of course, we have the opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash, and the opportunity to build it according in the LP Teva, according to the natural process, as it's spelled out in the Rambam. We have the opportunity, but we're going to have to go along with all the requirements that they are there in building the Beis HaMikdash, and to bring out, and that is to bring out the full potential, bring out the potential for peace that already exists today, to bring it out to its fullest extent, and then we'll be able to go on to actually go build the Beis HaMikdash. But remember, the moment we bring out this fullest peace to the full, to this extent, or let's say in even a better words, the moment we bring to people's awareness how the Rebbe has affected the world, and therefore that we actually should follow the guidance of the Rebbe and actually engage in peace, the moment we've brought to people the awareness about the materials of the Rebbe, okay, we're already going to have the basic mitzvah Shmuel Maila. So if we're talking about our avoda of actually going ahead and build the basic mitzvah, go ahead. But remember, the moment once we've set up the stage for actually going forward of the Beis HaMikdash, any stage of it, the earliest stage of it, once we set up the stage, that people should realize there's a Metzius of a Melech over here, there's a Metzius of Yamid Melech, which is the very first step in the process, well, we're already going to have the whole Beis HaMikdash and Olmaila. So what significance that our ability to build a Beis HaMikdash today, what significance does that have to us? If anyway, by the time we become aware of this ability that we have, as just explained, anyway, the Beis HaMikdash is going to become from above. So it does have a very big significance. It has significance in our avodah of Zman HaGolus, that the very fact that we have the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash today shows that there's nothing there in the world standing against us in order for us to reach, through the natural channels, to reach the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. The full opportunity, as laid out in the Rambam, today is fully available. So there's nothing there standing in our way for us to reach all our goals. So now, even though it comes factually and actually to the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash, that is, once we come aware of the opportunity, it's actually going to be coming from above. Well, I mean, as I said before, once we become aware of the materials of the Rebbe, because remember the opportunity to actually, according to the Rambam, the opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash is only by being aware of the Yamed Melech and following his instructions. So it requires that everyone should be aware first of the materials of the Melech. And then, as I said before, nowadays, as the Rebbe says, that will automatically bring that Beis HaMikdash should come from above. So, therefore, the fact that we know that the building of the Beis HaMikdash is possible, that tells us very clearly how the full opportunity for doing Torah Mitzvah is no limit and is available. So therefore, in this current stage, where not everyone is aware of the Mitzvah of Melech HaMashiach, or not everyone is aware how the world has affected the world, and what is our today, our mission is to get ourselves and everyone fully aware of this. So now, in our avoid of bringing this awareness to people, that means in our avoidance, Zman HaGolus, to bring the awareness to people about the Mitzvah of Melech HaMashiach through doing our, and or in our avoidance, Zman HaGolus, of doing Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore affecting ourselves and affecting other people. By having this knowledge that the Beis HaMikdash there is already available to be built, the potential for the building of the Beis HaMikdash is already available, that tells us clearly, spells out in words of Halacha, how every opportunity is available for us. In what area? In our avodah of Zman HaGolus, in bringing the awareness about the Mitzvah of Mashiach to everybody. This is what the Beis HaMikdash signifies. That means, so even though practically and actually speaking, maybe it may not be carried out. Yes, of course it will be carried out after we have the Beis HaMikdash Shalman Maila. You can be sure we're going to have our share of involvement in the actual part of the building. Let's not go into it now. You probably maybe put the doors and accept the rest of the rest. And then the many there will be our contribution, manual contribution to that. But the point again now to our avoide is that the fact there is the opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash that shows us how we can, our avoide can bring the through the channels of Teva, this is the whole thing, through the channels of Teva, as we know ourselves, can bring the world to its fullest shleimus, and therefore it will affect our avoide in how we have to do now in Zman HaGolus. So what this inyan of being able to build Beis HaMikdash tells us, that when we're talking about Mashiach, it's not something abstract. It's not something about Mashiach. As long as we don't have in our mind, in our awareness, about the opportunity that there is today to build a Beis HaMikdash, all we know is about the, as it let's say, is mentioned in the Sikh of Toldus, about the Scholars and Seers of Mashiach, and that is where our focus is, not realizing about the opportunity Begashmis, Posha Begashmis, of Piteva that we have today in order to bring about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So our whole identification with the Mashiach, is in the abstract. When the Rebbe tells us now today about how we can come and build the Beis HaMikdash of Piteva, the whole idea of the whole our kind of association with Mashiach is not abstract anymore. It means it has the fullest opportunity to realize its effect in everything of our Torah and Mitzvahs, that we should be doing Torah and Mitzvahs to no limit. And this is expressed in the thing of the our opportunity to be able to build a Beit HaMikdash. So now, practically speaking, what does it mean about building Beit HaMikdash? Yes, go ahead, do whatever one thinks one finds is good, needed, and necessary in order to reach this goal. And the time we've identified with that, we will already have the Beit HaMikdash coming from above. And anything that we have done in order to achieve this goal of building Beit HaMikdash will then, of course, be carried out, but it will be carried out after the Gula is already here with the Beis HaMikdash Shemil Maile already there. The point I'm trying to bring out with all of this, that the Rebbe's message here, the thrust of this Sikha, is about our ability to build the Beis HaMikdash, let's say the epitome of this Sikha. We don't have to compromise on this message at all. In other words, the approach of not overstating what the Rebbe has said, because we may be saying something wrong. The only thing we can be doing wrong is by trying to compromise on what the Rebbe is saying. And that is what is causing a lot of the confusion we have today. Let's not go into it. Let us take the Rebbe's words literally to the fullest sense. On the same, using the same logic, the same approach as we have in regards to anything the Rebbe has said all through the years, and then the same approach we have in regards to anything of the Torah. The Rebbe is telling us very simply over here, we have the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash, and then he's defining a specific Torah about raising funds. So now, what does this mean? We have the ability to build a Beis HaMikdash? Yes! Let's go through the process. When we go through the process, we come to one conclusion. Yes, do everything you can to get the Beis HaMikdash built, but following the steps that is required to do that. And what will be the outcome is, yes, we're going to do many things. And whatever, let's say this money was that is being raised, with the Rebbe had actually raised this money, which is actually was given to the Rebbe, what is it going to be used for? Factually and actually will probably be used for that our contribution to Beis HaMikdash after the Beis HaMikdash Mile had already come. So anything that we do for this goal of building Beis HaMikdash, either it will affect our Torah Mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus, which is the main point over here, that we should actually be surging forward to this building of the Beis HaMikdash in our Torah Mitzvahs of Zman HaGolus. And whatever we will not be able to use, would be able to be part of our avodas Zman HaGolus. They say, this money, yes, it's going to be there. There's no here that we have it. We're in a situation where the Golus and Gula has no separation between itself. So whatever we have done now, like this money, will be used then after the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mamayla, will probably be used for our contribution of a day autumn to the Beis HaMikdash of Shel Mamayla. But the unique significance that how we have the opportunity to build a Beis HaMikdash, what does it tell us? It shows how we can affect the world today in our avoda of Kimat Torah Mitzvahs in Zman HaGolus, in bringing about the Gula. Another very important point here is, when we're talking about anything about the Gula, anything that Rambam discusses in the last two prokim of Hilchas Melachim, so to what extent is this point or that point applicable to us today? So the answer is, everything is applicable to us today. That means we have to take it out of our thinking that we're waiting for something to come from above, which is going to indicate us what we should do and what we shouldn't do. No, it's everything is there, everything of the Gula, everything there in the Rambam about the Gula, is everything that there is in our court. This is what the Rebbe said in the Sikha of Chof Ches Nissen. I'm giving it over to you. Now, okay, now it's all in our court. Here comes the thing, okay. So what specific thing do we do and what specific things do we not do? And on this, there's only one barometer. There's only one measuring stick over here, in here, and that is what makes logical sense to do. In other words, if you wanted to, if it makes logical sense to take stones and start building Beis HaMikdash, okay, if that makes logical sense to do it, go ahead and do it. Okay, fine, go ahead. You start doing it. And yes, by the time you get your team involved in it, you'll probably have the Beis HaMikdash on the Maila. The team would have to be a team that's affected the whole world. They should life, which that affected the world, they should come to come to the realization that we have that the world should come to a realization that we should build Beis HaMikdash because they've all come to identify with the Rebbe. That would, so that here, if you, when one feels that this is what one can possibly do, go and do it. The point is, it's all in our court. There's nothing there. There's no instructions going to be coming from us coming to us from above, telling us what we should do. No, because everything there which belongs to Mashiach is today in our court. And therefore, the only barometer that there is in what to do and what not to do is what logical sense, logical sense dictate to us that we should do, and that is what we should be doing. So, and when we say logical sense, what would that mean? Well, we have people who advise us. We have Rabbonim, who advise and dictate to us. Then we have Askonim. All of these things, the different things that Rebbe put into the system, how we feel we should go along with the conduct of life, of listening to Rabbonim, etc., and all of this. All is there. It's in that court where all these arise about Melech Mashiach, about Miskalas Mashiach are there. There's nothing there coming to us from above anymore, because it's all already there in our court. And it depends, again, on us, what is, as from a logical perspective, what makes more logical sense to do. And in this logical perspective would also be we include listening to Rabbanim. Yes, because Rabbanim have evaluated the situation and came to their decisions, listening to Askalim, taking their cues from them, etc. The point is, the size of factor is mefeirish our logic, and that it's all in our court. And therefore, going back, let's say, for instance, to the Beis HaMikdash, yes, if it would have made logical sense, go and do it. But I think most people will understand that in order to go forward the Beis HaMikdash, at this current point, we have to impress ourselves with the ability and the opportunity that we have to build a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore affect other people with this awareness. And that will sure show itself out in the Kima Teira Mitzvahs, Azman HaGolus, etc. But as the wording of the Rebbe says over here, that we have opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have to compromise it on it at all. And what plays out from it is how everything today is just dependent on our decision, how what we feel is right, or what the system feels is right, saying the Rabbonim, etc., what we manage to bring to the attention of the Rabbonim, and etc. That is what we are able to do. And also, this affects how general avoid that we should know that it's all just dependent on us, because there is unlimited opportunity available. Referring now to Oyes Yud Aleph of the Sikha, the Rebbe says tells here how they have everyone, we have unlimited opportunity, they want to be wealthy, etc., etc. Begashmis. So let's understand very clearly what the Rebbe means over here. He means Poshek Pshuta Begashmis, and there's no preconditions to this at all. The Rebbe says we only have to bring out this opportunity which we already have in ourselves. And yes, the Rebbe does mention over here that there's firstly, we should be rich, beruchnis. But when the Rebbe says here, rich, beruchnis, yes, it may not be excluding zichuch ruchni. Zichuch, spiritual refinement, is also part of Torah and mitzvahs, but the Rebbe is definitely not speaking exclusively about spiritual refinement, definitely not. He's talking about Torah and mitzvahs in general, and he spells it out over here, and it's actually spelled out in the Sikh several times. And as the Rebbe explained earlier in the Sikh, we're talking about someone who does his avoidish loylishmo, but nevertheless, he has this inner lishmo in himself, so it is not dependent on one should in spiritually refining oneself. No, it is dependent that we should actually fulfill the rotten of the Eibishter, which includes spiritual refinement amongst the many other mitzvahs. And what it is to do the rotten Eibishter in Torah mitzvahs, infecting our lives and the lives of other people around us, that we should be committed to doing Torah mitzvahs. This is the spirituality what the Rebbe is talking about. This spirituality, as it translates itself in the Metzias HaGashmi of Olam Hazeh, as the Rebbe says in the Sicha. And this is the spirituality that Rebbe is talking about, doing Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, what we have to know is that there is a full opportunity for any one of us to be fully wealthy. We don't have to compromise in the Rebbe's word. We have the opportunity for Shiris Bapoel. It depends on one thing, that we should realize we have this opportunity. And by going through doing Torah mitzvahs and affecting ourselves, affecting people around us with Torah mitzvahs, etc., etc., We will have the realize this unlimited wealth that is fully available to us. And therefore, if we are missing any wealth, for example, like me, let's say, then what is it? There's only one answer to that. That apparently, I'm not fully identifying with the Rebbe's message, how I can affect my life with Torah mitzvahs. One other point, the Rebbe discusses the Sikha about being besimcha, etc., etc. So let us understand, in regards to our continuous discussion about understanding and what the Rebbe is actually telling us, what the message of the Gula is. So, one of the things that is brought out in this Sikha is about the aspect of being besimcha. And what does that mean? That we should understand what the Rebbe's message is. And the thing is, the main point, the underlying force and drive behind this is all about the simcha. So what do I mean by this? The fact if I understand the message of the Rebbe accurately or not, so of course understanding the Rebbe's message correctly is important. It's very helpful for our avodah. It avoids confusion. We should make mistakes, etc., etc. But let us remember that our success in following through and fulfilling this, what the Rebbe wants on us, is not dependent exclusively on our understanding of what the Rebbe, of the message of the Rebbe, and delving into it and defining it again and again, even though it's very important. What it depends more on is on being besimcha. That means, whatever we do understand from what the Rebbe has said, we should only grow in that. Being besimcha, knowing that it's coming from the Rebbe, and knowing how good it is, etc., etc., and doing it besimcha, that is the main factor which actually contribute in our success in fulfilling that what the Rebbe says, and actually seeing the results in our life.